In Ukraine, there are new clues about what happened to a critical dam that burst this week. Researchers in Norway have analyzed seismic signals that suggest an explosion may have destroyed the dam. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
The Kakhovka Dam was holding back a reservoir the size of Utah's Great Salt Lake. That is until Tuesday morning when the dam suddenly and violently failed, sending a torrent of water downstream. Around the time of that failure, two networks of seismographs, one in Ukraine and the other in Romania, picked up an odd signal.
We see a pulse of energy which is focused, which is typical from an explosion.
Folker Oye heads research at NORSAR, a Norwegian organization that monitors the two networks. NORSAR uses them to watch for underground nuclear testing and earthquakes. But Oye says they have also been listening in on the war in Ukraine. They've picked up artillery strikes and other explosions.
We do see it a lot, yes, but not in that particular area.
The area around the dam, that is. Although it's on the front lines, there hadn't been much active fighting leading up to the night of the collapse. The dam had been under strain, though. The reservoir protected was swollen with spring rainwater, and it had been damaged in fighting last year. That led some to speculate it may have collapsed on its own. But Oye believes something blew it up.
From our analysis and experience, what we've seen in terms of explosions and collapses, this looks a lot like an explosion.
Of course, the seismographs can't say whether it was a Ukrainian missile or a Russian demolition charge or even something else. Recently, there have been unconfirmed videos posted to social media that appear to show mines exploding at random near the dam. Speaking at a press conference yesterday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the flooding from the dam had destroyed dozens of villages.
Life is broken for tens of thousands of people.
He called for an international investigation to visit the dam to try and establish who was responsible for its collapse. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.